The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, listen, folks, I got to tell you, I wrote my first book a long, long time ago. It's called Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health, and you can find it on my website. That's just drhollylucille.com for pennies on the dollar. I just want you to have the information. But my whole thing was, hey, let's think about restoring function first before replacing it, meaning, yep, HRT was pretty much on the rise, as a celebrity would be. And I was like, hey, if this is a natural time in a woman's life, what is there to be replaced? And so I want to have that deeper conversation. Well, today I've got Dr. T, Dr. Teitelbaum, the Jacob-ness of the Teitelbaums. We're going to talk about T, and we're going to talk about the other sex going through menopause, or I would say andropause, and the whole conversation, as much as we can fit into this 9 minutes that we have left, around testosterone and testosterone replacement. Jacob, thanks so much for being here.
Holly, always a pleasure. And it's a funny thing, though, with the testosterone. You know, you listen to these so-called experts out there, and there's all this controversy that goes around, and sometimes it just drives me insane, because you look at the science, you look at clinical experience, it's really, really clear. And, you know, we had talked before that if you look at car companies, they used to build cars so that they were designed to fail after 5 years. It's called planned obsolescence, so that they could sell you new cars. And nature kind of does the same thing. You know, you grow, you have babies, you raise the babies, you have maybe a decade to be the wise elder, and then make way for new babies. But, you know, nowadays, planned obsolescence for people is optional. And we're going to teach people how you can die very young, but very late in life.
I love it. You can die very young, but very late in life. All right, get us started.
Well, let's take a look at it. You know, as men age, for a large segment of men, just like in women, you drop in estrogen and progesterone, in men, you'll see the testosterone level go down. So as testosterone level goes down, how do you tell? Well, you know, if you use the normal range for blood tests, you've had that conversation before, it will not go technically abnormal until you're in the lowest 2% of the population, including 80-year-olds. So you would have to have an income under $8,000 a year before you would be medically abnormal. $8,100, the doctor would say you were fine. Same with testosterone. So you want the total testosterone to be at least the 30th to 50th percentile of normal range, not just the lowest. So as testosterone goes down, what goes up? Cholesterol goes up, blood pressure goes up, diabetes and blood sugar goes up, your spare tire and waist size goes up, and what things don't go up? Well, you know what things stop going up when the testosterone goes down. We won't talk about those here. So the thing is, by giving the testosterone, you can help get your body back to a normal 40-year-old thing. You get your motivation back, your energy back, your sex drive back, and cholesterol goes down, blood pressure goes down, diabetes gets better in men, all these different things. So, and it's not hard to do.
Right. It's not hard to do. Okay. So I love what you're saying, because, you know, I was talking to my friends the other day, and this was a gentleman that I was, you know, they're new friends, and they found out kind of what I did. And so he was like, kind of boasting about his health, asking me about a couple supplements. And he's like, you know, my cholesterol is running around, maybe 186, but I'm going to drive it down to even lower. And I looked at him and I said, do you ever want to have another erection in your life? And his wife was in the kitchen, and I heard, oh my gosh. And I was like, well, listen, you know, I think it's important to understand that if you look at the word cholesterol, it is the mother of all steroid hormones. And so if you drive that sucker down, In our later years, that's what we're depending on for testosterone, for estrogens, etc. And so it would make sense that if your testosterone goes low, guess what else is going to elevate? It's your cholesterol, because your body is always wanting to compensate. It's always going to try to keep you optimal, bring back into homeostasis, etc. So, okay, what are the solutions out there then to T or not to T and low T?
Well, basically, for men under 50, you can use a medication called clomiphene, but at tiny doses. It actually stimulates your body. It wakes it up to make its own testosterone, which, like you say, especially if you want to have more children, because testosterone will act as a not completely effective, but birth control. It'll drop sperm count. So for younger men, I'm going to give a little bit of clomiphene. It'll usually bring the testosterone right back up. In men over 50, I'm going to give them bioidentical testosterone. Now, you can go to your pharmacy, and because our current healthcare system is basically totally bought off by the pharmaceutical industry, all of the normal market things like antitrust, no price fixing, no monopoly, freedom of speech in the Constitution, all of these things have been tossed under the bus because, well, they bought the government, and they bought, they basically money talks. So they set the price. You can pay as much as $1,000 to get your month's testosterone from a regular pharmacy because they figure, hey, your insurance will pay for it. You don't have to go there. You go to a compounding pharmacy, and they will make the same testosterone, but it's $40 to $50 a month. And the thing is, more is not better. Some people will start people on 100 milligrams, and it's like exercise. Exercise is good for the heart. If you start somebody who is on the edge of a heart attack in a marathon, they're going to have a heart attack. And if you start somebody who's on the edge of a heart attack at really high dose testosterone, you will unmask that. So you start at 25 to 50 milligrams a day, because that way you lower heart attack risk. And other things, too. I heard that you had Terry Lemmeron. Terry Lemmeron, by the way, for those who don't know him, is one of the main thought leaders in the natural health industry. He brings some of the most remarkable things to the American market. Like, for example, glucosamine. That was Terry who did that. And now with the Angelica, for those of you who have urinary urgency and frequency, what was the old rhyme? No matter how you shake or dance, the last few drops go down your pants. You got trouble with the plumbing? The Angelica that he talked about, called Sagapro, will help with the urinary urgency and the frequency. And there's other things that will help with prostate naturally as well. But the funny thing is that the testosterone actually helps that to work better as well. But I'm going to give a tip for the guys. Some guys think, I'm going to take the cream and put it on the land down under over there and make it bigger. It will, but your prostate won't work. So you're not going to have trouble peeing. When you apply it away from the groin area. Number two, some guys think, I got a little on my wife. I'm going to make her some horny wench when I come home from work. You're right. She will become some horny wench, but she ain't going to wait till you get home from work. When you see your neighbor smiling, don't blame him. Don't blame her. Do not get it on your wife. Do not get it on your kids.
Okay. So that's transference. We don't want that. We are definitely making sure that that doesn't happen. We are not only offering solutions here on Radio MD, we are cautioning what could happen and then the devastation of it. Okay, we do want to offer great natural solutions here on Mindful Medicine with me, Dr. Holly Lucille and Jacob Teitelbaum, but boy, oh boy, we definitely want your wife out there to wait. Okay, so thank you for that. That's awesome. But I think it's extremely true, Jacob. I mean, that's great information. And I think one of the most important things that you're saying, once again, is that this is real stuff. You know, when I wrote my book, I was really emphatic and probably too emphatic. And I love the process of me getting more information, getting more experience myself as a menopausal woman, but then also getting more clinical experience, because that's, hey, why they call it practice. Okay. It's not like we come out and we can just be proficient. We have to practice. But that bioidentical hormone therapies, I think, are a viable tool. But like you're saying, I think we have to have a big picture mentality. Not more is better. I think we need to understand what's optimal, what's appropriate for the sex, and the age of the individual that we're treating, and that we can deliver optimal health with an increase in quality of life, whether it's emotionally, physically, sexual, you name it. So great information to tea or not to tea. We've got Dr. T always breaking it down for us in a very educational and humorous way. Dr. Jacob, thank you so much for being here. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Follow us on Your Radio MD at Twitter and Facebook.